With SRN News, I'm John Scott. McKinsey & Company consulting firm has agreed to pay $650 million to settle a federal investigation into its work for opioids manufacturer Purdue Pharma. U.S. Attorney Christopher Cavanaugh.
This resolution marks the first time a management consulting firm has been held criminally responsible for advice that it has given, resulting in the commission of a crime by a client. It also marks the first time that a management consulting firm is held accountable for its role in helping to fuel the opioid crisis.
McKinsey said in a statement it's deeply sorry for its work for Purdue Pharma. Also at SRNnews.com, Texas prosecutors seeking the death penalty for two Venezuelan men who were accused of killing a 12-year-old Houston girl after they entered the U.S. illegally. The death of Jocelyn Nungary was among several cases this year that became flashpoints in the immigration debate. The House passes a bill to expand the judiciary despite President Joe Biden's veto threat. More from Bernie Bennett.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday to add 66 new judges to understaff federal courts nationally, a bill that outgoing Democratic President Joe Biden has threatened to veto. The Republican-led House voted 236 to 173 in favor of legislation the Democratic-led Senate passed earlier this year that would result in the first major expansion of the federal judiciary since 1990. The bipartisan bill would increase the number of trial court judges in 25 federal district courts in 13 states, including California, Florida, and Texas, in six waves every 2 years through 2035. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has asked the Biden administration to put more resources into the ongoing investigation into those mysterious drone sightings being reported in the state. The Dow dropping 81 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 28. This is SRN News. Mexico's drug dealers have declared war on the Catholic Church.
The cartels don't like anybody preaching against their sordid trade and are responding with deadly force. According to a report released by the Catholic Multimedia Center, nearly a dozen priests have been murdered over the past 6 years in Mexico, and almost as many have survived deadly attacks. Over 900 individual Catholics have also been attacked, kidnapped, or extorted by members of the drug gangs that are all but running the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of the nativity scenes on display at the Vatican this month features baby Jesus swaddled in a kafia, the traditional Palestinian headscarf. Artists from Bethlehem crafted the display for the Vatican and are apparently using Christmas to take sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The nativity is being presented at a time of surging anti-Semitism following last year's devastating attack by Hamas on Israel. This is SRN News. There's a recall on some versions of the popular Stanley Cup travel mugs.
Those Stanley travel mugs are everywhere, but some models pose a burn hazard. The manufacturer, Stanley, says its switchback and trigger action versions of the popular stainless steel travel mugs pose a risk because of faulty lids. When exposed to heat, the lid can shrink and detach as someone's drinking hot liquid. There were two burn injuries reported in the U.S. and 11 people worldwide. The affected Stanley travel mugs were sold online and in stores as far back as 2016. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Daniel Penny, the Marine military veteran who was restrained and agitating New York subway rider, was acquitted of homicide this week, invited to join Donald Trump's suite at the Army-Navy football game on Saturday. More details at SRNnews.com.